When it was over, I asked Merrill what it was about. Merrill acted nonchalant. Oh, he's concerned that Jason is working here because Jason is a criminal and is bad news. My suspicions about Jason were confirmed. He was dangerous. But it made no difference. The next morning, Merrill was walking around the property with Jason discussing the various projects he wanted him to tackle. Jason began to act like a stalker. He was always looking for me and making incessant demands on my time. He would come into the motel nearly every 10 minutes with a question or a complaint about the job he was working on. He'd always have an excuse for why he couldn't start or finish a project until Merrill got back. Merrill told me the only reason Jason was following me around was because I was encouraging him. If he was abusing me, it was because I asked for it. He accused me of using my pregnancy to try and get his sympathy. I was infuriated. Merrill had let a criminal into our midst and put our lives and business in jeopardy. Again, I knew what I had always known. Merrill would never protect me. I would have to defend myself and my children. Word was out around town that Jason was living at the motel. He had a reputation as a lowlife, and we heard that people were starting to stay away. No one felt he was safe to be around, least of all James. James lived in a trailer on the property. The previous managers had hired him for security. Now, in his 70s, James claimed he had been a member of the mafia and had stories about killing people and burying them in the desert. James did 20 years in prison because of a plea bargain. He kept rattlesnakes as pets and stuck to himself. I liked James, and I liked the fact that if I hit a button on the front desk, he'd be in the lobby in minutes. James knew how to handle a gun. No one wanted to mess with him. James never complained. But after several weeks, he came to me because Jason was harassing him. He warned me to stay away from him because the police had told James that Jason had raped several women in the area. None of the rapes had ever been prosecuted because the women were too terrified to press charges. No one in my life had ever worried about me until James did. I have talked to Merrill several times about this and have told him you should not be out here alone with Jason on the property. I nodded in agreement. He was exactly right. Why are the men from Colorado City so abusive to their wives? James asked. You're in danger and your husband knows it. The police have told him and so have I. This tough guy we called Rattlesnake Man touched my heart. He was strange in some of his ways, but he was far kinder and more concerned about me than Merrill Jessup had ever been. Jason was not satisfied with just his one room. He soon commandeered the one next to it. I told him that was unacceptable because the motel was sold out for the upcoming weekend. He was furious with me and told James's son Jimmy that he was going to dump acid in our well water. I told Jimmy to change every lock on every door that led to the shed where our well was located. So Jason called the police, making wild accusations about Merrill. When the police called Merrill for his side of the story, he finally stopped making excuses about Jason's behavior and came to the motel a few days later to fire him. Merrill would not stand for attacks on himself.